Well, Memorial Day is considered the official start to the holiday weekend. That's the time that folks end up on the road. And if you are one of those people, you are probably going to be joined by thousands of other people hitting the roads. And we're going to talk about what you need to know before you do that. Trooper Broadwater, Pennsylvania State Police, joins us. Hey, Trooper.
Hey, how are you?
Great, how are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
So, is this a busy weekend for you guys?
It technically is usually. This is the kickoff to the summer season, so we're pretty busy, especially with the travel on the roadways.
Now, I have heard, and I don't know if this is true, so I'm hoping you can verify it for me, that there are more problems with DUIs on Memorial Day weekend than most other holidays.
It seems that way. Memorial Day as well as the 4th of July, yeah, it seems that way. We don't really have stats to really back that up to confirm, but you do see a large quantity of DUIs. Just to let you know that alcohol DUIs are actually declining. It's more the prescription drugs and the narcotic DUIs that are on the rise.
Wow, but those are all so it's driving under the influence, so it can be the influence of anything.
That's correct.
So now I know when you're looking historically, when you guys would be looking for, alcohol DUIs, you would see like swerving, failing to signal, that kind of stuff. Are the characteristics the same?
For the drug DUIs, the impairment DUIs under, yes,
Correct.
yeah, those say they're going to inhibit your driving capabilities.
Okay. So what would you tell folks who are planning to hit the roads this weekend? Some people are going to be leaving work early today. I'm guessing that Monday is also a heavy traffic time because people are coming back. What do you tell folks?
Well, just be vigilant. Drive safely because you might be driving safe, but the person next to you might not. So you need to be aware of your surroundings when you're on the roadway. The state police will increase patrols over the weekend. Just for the particular reason, we know it's going to be a heavy traffic weekend, and we want to keep people safe. Our goal is to make sure that you arrive at your destination and arrive back home in a safe manner. May is the seatbelt safety month. We also urge you to buckle up. 66% of our occupant fatalities were not wearing seatbelts.
Wait a minute, I'm sorry. Say that again. 56?
66% of our fatalities, occupants in a fatal crash, were not wearing seatbelts, even though 88% of Pennsylvanians wear their seatbelts.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
So is that frustrating for you? I mean, the idea of buckling up for safety and buckling that seatbelt, that's not new anymore. That almost seems, it seems like it should be habit by now.
You would think. However, there's still, individuals that don't want to buckle up. What's troubling is when you see a young child not properly restrained in the car seat or not properly restrained in a seatbelt, period. That's what's frustrating.
So then I'm guessing, and I'm just going to try to summarize. You tell me if I'm on point or not. Alcohol, speed, and seatbelts, those are the three biggies that trouble most state troopers this time of year.
It does. Speed's a killer. Because if you can't control your vehicle at a safe speed, what are you going to hit into?
Right.
You're going to hit into somebody else who may be operating a vehicle at a safe speed. If you become involved in a motor vehicle crash, you're not wearing your seatbelt. Seatbelts save lives. If you're not doing the right thing whenever you're out, you're allowed to have a good time. We're not telling you not to go out and have a good time. However, you got to be smart and use your common sense. If you're having a little bit too much of a good time, maybe you shouldn't drive. Actually, you shouldn't drive.
You shouldn't drive. Yeah. There's that commercial that runs that says almost the same things that you say. It says maybe you shouldn't drive, and then it scratches the maybe out and says you shouldn't drive. So folks need to
Right.
be. And am I right? I mean, when will we see the heaviest traffic, do you think? Starting today? Starting last night?
You'll see a good bit of traffic coming out tonight. A lot of the traffic will also be tomorrow, and then, like you said earlier, it'll be Monday evening.
And so for that return home, would you say if, I guess if you're going away for the weekend, it's hard to leave Monday afternoon, but that might help you in terms of traffic, huh?
It might. I know a lot of people like to celebrate on Mondays. You're starting to see a trend where they celebrate on Sunday just so they can have that day on Monday to come home.
Okay, that makes sense. Trooper Bob Broadwater, Pennsylvania State Police. Thanks so much today.
And, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate your time.
Yeah, and we appreciate you guys because I know you're going to be working extra hours and all that kind of stuff. You don't get to have the Memorial Day day off.
Usually not. No.
Okay. All right.
But that's okay. We signed up for it.
I was going to say, that's okay. We don't get the day off either. So we're all in this together. Thanks, Trooper Broadwater.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Have a good one.